Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig, and we've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures. Okay, the cake for the Count's birthday party is up for delivery. I collected payments for the cookies from last week, and the menu of specials for next month is all set. I think that's everything. I guess I can just hang out.
This is a disaster.
Yeah, of course it is. What is it this time? Portal? Monster? Is Sterling back? Because if he is, I swear.
We have flower weevils.
Flower weevils?
Yes.
Okay. And?
And?
Yeah, and. Like, are they enchanted flower weevils? Or are they sprites in disguise?
I do not believe so.
Oh, maybe it's a curse of flower weevils.
I did not get the impression that the weevils are a result of a curse.
Huh. Just weevils. That's it.
Is an infestation of ravenous insects fixed on the goal of eating your very livelihood not a cause for concern?
No, it's definitely not good. I was just expecting... Never mind. You're right. We should start dealing with this right away.
My thoughts exactly, and I believe I have the perfect solution.
Oh, no. I don't know why I have to keep saying this, but cleansing fire isn't the answer to every problem, Happy. I would argue it's the solution to very few problems, and the cause of a lot more of them.
Though I stand by the effectiveness of a well-placed burst of aberrant fire, I was going to suggest we discard the infested food, thoroughly clean the storeroom with a vinegar solution, and reevaluate our storage protocols for the future.
Oh. That's exactly what I was going to say. I guess that's on me for assuming. Sorry, buddy.
Would you like me to begin the process now?
Yeah, I think we should. We can't really bake anything until this is taken care of. The sign is already flipped for the day, so I can come help. Oh, and I should put in an order for new supplies. Let me just... Is someone knocking? Has anyone ever knocked on that door before? Come in?
Hey, guys. Thank God you're here.
When are we not here? Also, since when do you knock?
The sign said you were closed.
I mean, yeah, but you usually don't even use the...
B, did you need something? You look distressed.
Oh, yeah. You're not gonna believe what happened at school. I am in major trouble, you guys.
So, business as usual.
Pretty much.
All right, what is it this time? Dire beat kids sick a monster on the campus? All your roommates get turned to bats? Magic duel to the death?
No, worse than that. I have to make a souffle!
A souffle?
Yeah, for my confectionery witchcraft class. I don't know what our professor is thinking. Last week she had us making cookies, and now we're doing chocolate souffles? Like, hey, good job passing your driver's test. Now fly this rocket to the moon. It's crazy. Why do we even need to know this? I've never heard of a story about an enchanted souffle.
Let me get this straight. You showed up here, panicked, over a souffle.
Soufflés are hard!
Yeah, but they're, like, baking hard. Hexwell is usually life or death hard. Last year, they sent you to fight the physical manifestation of all darkness, and you barely broke a sweat. Now you're freaked out over a souffle?
Sig, this is like half my grade!
Okay, that seems a little harsh, but still.
Come on, Sig. I really need to get a good grade in this class if I want to qualify for advanced classes next year. Can you guys help me out?
Well, obviously we'll help. It'll actually be pretty fun. You know, I don't get to do fancy stuff like this too often. We'll have to deal with the weevils first, but...
Are you expecting someone?
No, I'm not.
Hello. Is this a bad time?
Oliver?
Yes, may I come in? The sign said you're closed, but I hoped we could still speak. I have a matter to discuss with you that's quite urgent.
Yeah, I guess.
I hope I'm not interrupting anything terribly important. Why are you looking at me like that? Do I have tuna on my whiskers?
No, I just don't think you've ever said that to me before.
Have I not? How rude.
I'm used to it. So, what's going on? What's the emergency? New prophecy? Rogue monster?
No, there is a tournament coming up. We host it once every decade, and it's very prestigious. To winners comes great fame and fortune. To the losers, great embarrassment. That is, if they even survive.
Okay, there we go. That's the good old Hexwell I know and love. Well, know and grudgingly tolerate. What do I need to do?
Well, you don't need to do anything, but I'm hoping you'd cater it.
Cater it?
Yes, we had someone lined up, but it fell through at the last moment. I believe they were bitten by a werewolf or some other creature of the night in the Forest of Death. Very unpleasant. But when talk of replacement started, I threw your name into the ring. You already have connections to both an alum and current student at Hexwell. And you have a proven track record of catering large events. Everyone agreed that it would be a good choice, so the job is yours, if you want it. I have a contract all ready for you to sign. Oh, and here's a quill.
Sig, are you all right?
Yes, I don't understand what's so funny.
Wow. Sis. Oh, this is really good work. Like, really good. Oh, it's not even paying my true sight. You know how good you have to be to dodge my true sight?
I do not understand what you are referring to.
Sure you don't. Man, if you had just stuck to the weevils, that would be one thing. But all of this? I mean, come on!
Sig, you're kind of freaking me out. Maybe you should sit down and... Ha! Finally! Oh, Sig, there you are! I've been trying to break through to you for like an hour! What the what?
Imposter!
What? No! I'm not the imposter. She is. I would never part my hair like that. And they're all fake, too.
I'd thank you to refrain from bandying about dubious claims of my legitimacy without a shred of evidence. Really, I'd expect better of you, Beatrice. Even a doppelganger of Beatrice.
I'm not a doppelganger! Sig, listen to me. I know it's going to be hard to believe, but we've been through so much. You have to know, deep down, that...
Oh, I believe you.
Wait, what?
I said I believe you. You're the real B. Everyone else here is a fake.
Yeah. But how did you...
It's been so calm here all day. The biggest issue we've had was a weevil infestation, which is a totally normal bakery problem. Happy didn't immediately jump to torching the place to solve the problem, which honestly should have been my first clue. Then fake you came in with a dire souffle emergency, which, yeah, right. And Oliver knocked before he came in because we were closed, which, again, yeah, right.
Sig, calm down and think for a second. We should talk about this. Are you really saying you think all of us are fake because Oliver knocked on the front door?
The front door.
What about it?
You also came in through the front door.
Yeah, and?
B, real B, when was the last time you entered the bakery through the front door?
Why would I use doors when I have magic?
I rest my case. B, how do we get out of here?
I can cast a spell that will fix this, but it will take about 8 hours. Or we could do this the fast way.
I notice you're not elaborating on what the fast way is.
That is a good observation.
Just do it.
Sorry in advance.
What? Ow! Oh! Ow! Oh, that... Whoa!
Sig, are you awake?
Ah, ow! If all of that was fake, why does my cheek hurt so much? And why am I on the ground?
that work? Is Sig back?
He appears to be awake and unharmed.
Yeah, except for friendly fire. That hurt.
Sorry. Slapping someone awake is just the fastest way to wake someone up from a dream like that. At least, once they figure out it's not real.
Oh, it was a dream. That explains why my true sight wasn't working. Can't use your eyes if they're closed.
Exactly.
What even happened? My memory is all fuzzy. I don't remember anything weird this morning.
Ugh. My lab partner is what happened. I got paired up with this Direbeak girl, Morgan Redgrave. She's the literal worst.
Is she the one who turned your locker into a portal to an active volcano last week?
Yes, she's so annoying! Anyway, Sig, you were helping me make mooncakes for my confectionery witchcraft homework. You know, for sending secret magical messages. But she must have swapped out my normal lotus paste with enchanted lotus paste. Just a taste of that, and boom! You're stuck in a dream. A really nice dream, but stuck is stuck. So I went in after you while Happy protected your body. And got you a pillow, it looks like. Nice touch.
Well, thanks for the pillow. And the rescue.
No problem. But you almost didn't need it. It seems like you already had it figured out by the time I showed up.
Yeah, I was pretty suspicious. It was all getting a little too baking-focused.
I have heard that victims of a lotus eater curse may find it unpleasant upon awakening and suffer withdrawals from their pleasant fantasy. Are you experiencing any of those symptoms?
Not really. I'm pretty used to things not really going the way I want.
Aw, that's sad. Was there anything really fun you were getting to do in your dream? Maybe we can make that part real for you.
Well, there was one thing.
What is it?
You, the fake you, asked me to help make a souffle. I haven't made souffles in ages. If you guys aren't super busy, maybe we could...
Everyone, stop what you're doing! This is much more important. I have grave news.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Episode 3, Sweet Dreams, was written and directed by Destiny Howell, with sound design by Brad Colebrook and theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Carson Otto as Happy, Sarah Ruth Thomas as Bee, and featuring Andrew Oakes as Oliver. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
Well, I'm still making souffles.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitcherton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitcherton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.